All right, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, PH, and you're listening to Day 8 of the 12 Days of Conspiracy on 1983. Freedom of speech is something that can never be taken away from you. It is a God-given right. Unfortunately for you, we've decided to try and make our living off freedom of speech. I may not have the best-sounding voice in the podcast world, but I make sure to use it as often as possible. Speech is also something that has recently come under attack. People want to take your voice away to further their agenda. From Black Lives Matters to the transgender movement, the left has decided that there are some words you can't say. The part that bothers me the most, although, is the stuff they're trying to force you to say. Preferred pronouns are bullshit. It's as simple as that. I have called friends by their favorite nickname, and I have called others their less preferred nicknames. Never have I been told that I had to refer to them as something they're not. Forcing someone to say something other than what they believe is another angle at attacking the First Amendment. It's unconstitutional, and if we want to get childish about it, it's just plain rude. I don't get to walk into someone's home and tell them to refer to me as PH, Thunder God of Podcasts. So why would I have to call someone a she when they're definitely a he? Also, just to be clear, racial slurs are also covered under the freedom of speech. Some try to call it hate speech, but that specific type of speech is still covered under your God-given right to free speech. It doesn't make using those words right, it just makes you look like an asshole. It's not illegal to say anything. You can even yell fire in a crowded theater, given there's actually a fire. And that's something that I question a little bit about the First Amendment. I think that you should be covered for that anyway. But basically what they say is, if it leads to injury or death, then you're responsible. Take a look at our politicians on the right and left. They get to say and do whatever they want. It's kind of funny, isn't it? They want to take your rights away. But when someone tells them what to do or what to say, they always refer back to the Bill of Rights. Remember your Fifth Amendment right as well. In my opinion, there should have been no need for the Fifth. Because silence to keep from incriminating yourself should have been covered under the First Amendment. You can't force someone to say something. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening to the podcast. 1983 wouldn't be able to function without your support. We mentioned in an earlier episode making a LinkedIn profile in order to not be suppressed. But it turns out they're just as bad as Facebook and Twitter. After reading through their rules, we've decided to go a different direction. So there's good news. Rumble is here to help keep our voice out there. I will be posting the link to the Rumble page in the description of the podcast once it's finished. Stay safe, God bless, and tell someone you love them.